sad about Daryl's time, late February, early March. Everything was a bit funny. Everyone had been told to be dead nice to me and that. Johnny made things worse. Even Mr. Patrick gave me a B- and a well done for my essay on the lost world of Kalari. So mind me own business, shoving some stuff under my locker, when this huge bunch of flowers suddenly appeared under my nose.
What do you want?
It's these flowers. They're for you.
What? On your bike?
They're not from me.
Who are they from then?
Dominic Harris.
Dominic Harris?
He told me to give them to you. He said you'd know what they were for.
I see. Well, thank you, Vinny. Thank you, Vinny.
He won't go away. He just stood there all hunched and spotty wiping his glasses.
Lovely.
What?
They smell lovely.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Is that what?
All you've got to say.
Yeah. What am I supposed to say?
It's just that...
What, Vinny?
Well, Dominic told me to tell him what you said.
I expect he did.
Oh, come on, Rosie. Play fair. He's lending me his Los Angeles Lakers jacket for doing this. Make it good and I can keep it till Friday.
You little git. Well, I don't know exactly what he expects me to say.
Well, neither do I. It doesn't have to be cosmic, just something nice about him. Go on, Rosie, for me. It's Ellen's party on Friday.
I think...
Yeah?
I think that Dominic Harris has a very nice...
Yeah?
I think that Dominic Harris has a very nice Los Angeles Lakers jacket.
You cow!
You creep!
If it had been me, I'd have sent Poison Ivy.
Charmed, I'm sure.
The bell went for mass, which was a shame because I felt dead special standing in the corridor with a huge bunch of flowers. All the 50-year girls looked at me bitchily as they went by. Couldn't help but smirk. Having the time of my life, I was. Just stood there with my bunch of flowers. The whole day became a bit of a blur after that. I mean, Pythagoras kind of loses significance in the wake of something like getting flowers from Dominic Harris. Particularly when it was for the world to see. There was a time when such a gesture from him would have had me walking in there for at least a fortnight. The man was gorgeous. I can still remember the first time I saw him like it was only yesterday. Me and Johnny, he was my best mate, our mums go back ages. Coming out of a particularly boring double chemistry lesson on Monday afternoon, we emerged from the classroom and the first thing I saw was this vision of loveliness standing outside the staff room.
You good?
It would have been really Hollywood stuff, but for the fact I had my PE kit shoved up back of my sweater and had been shouting out, Esmeralda! I was so childish then.
He seems like quite a good laugh. He's in my tutor group. Dominic something, Smith or Jones, one of them.
Well, that was me finished for the day. 4 out of 10 for my French test. No lunch because I was instantly on a diet. And the image of Dominic floating in front of me all the while.
The capital of Peru, Miss Jessop, is not Bridlington and never will be.
You're quiet. Hey, I say you're quiet.
Am I? It's a swine of a French test.
It wasn't that bad. Come on, who are you fancying this time?
Don't be daft.
You sure?
Sod off.
Okay. Well, don't expect you're coming down the Wanderers on Saturday, are you?
Do me a favour.
That's an athletic. If they don't beat that lot, then they'll beat nobody all year.
What a shame.
You two, Tommy and Jessop, are you talking again?
Sorry, sir.
Come on, Rosie. They need all the support they can get.
Well, they'll just have to do without me.
It'll be a laugh. You'll like it.
No, I won't.
How do you know?
I've got better things to do.
Yeah? Like what?
Just things.
Oh, go on, Rosie. For me.
No.
Oh, please. Gordon's still got the flu.
Oh, I see. You just don't want to go on your own.
Well, no, but...
Johnny told me you just have to look elsewhere. My company's not so cheap.
Well, I didn't say it was.
Tell me, I won't tell you again.
Oh, sorry, sir.
You never ask me when Gordon's up and about.
I do.
When?
3 weeks ago. I asked you to the game against Oldcastle.
You never did?
I did. You said no then.
Well, then why ask me again?
I ain't going on my own.
Right, you boy. Jonathan Toomey, I've had quite enough of your incessant chatter. Kindly step outside until the end of the lesson and report to me at lunch break. Understood?
Understood.
Rosie Jessop, a bright girl like you should know better than to encourage that boy.
You're bollocks.
Pardon?
Nothing, sir.
Good. Now out. And take your books with you. At least try to finish your work. It'll keep your mind off sex, popular music and Wolvington Wanderers for 5 minutes. You'll thank me for it one day.
Yes, sir. But, Rosie, you'll enjoy yourself. No, they played some right good stuff last week.
They lost 5-1.
Ah, so you do take some notice.
I don't have much choice.
OK, they might not go up this season, but they're getting better all the time. That Dave Pike's a great player. You never know. You might fancy him.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, of course, your heart belongs to another.
Perhaps.
Tony Ford?
No.
Jason Prince?
No.
Not Ian Carter again.
Oh, no way.
Gary Krulowitz?
Oh, come off it.
Oh, I know.
There's nothing to know.
No, really. I think I've got it. It's been obvious all the time. He's tall. He's handsome. He exudes an air of mystery and sophistication.
Does what?
Oh, the scintillating, the sexy, the gorgeous...
Johnny!
Mr. Baldwin!
Oh, dickhead.
Oh, you've been captivated by his logarithms.
You're disgusting.
Aye, that's why you love me.
You're sick.
Yeah, I know. And only the love of a good woman can save me.
Oh, bog off.
Only two of you little bastards in here at once. I've told you before.
Sod off, Grandad.
Want anything, Rose?
No, ta.
57p.
Ta.
Bastard.
Down in one.
Pig?
It's a rare gift. You should be proud of me.
Yeah, like drinking vinegar and ended up in hospital for 2 days.
I won the bet, didn't I?
I despair of you.
Look, where's that new kid?
What?
Hey, Dominic!
Don!
Dominic, over here!
Don!
What?
Nothing.
All right, Chief?
Hi.
So, how was your first day? Not too painful, I trust.
It was okay.
What do you think of Miss Van Oost?
Dutch.
Oh, very Dutch. Please sit down. I want to take the register.
Please, no talking.
She reckons she met Ruth Gullett at a party when she was a student. Great player, that.
Better than anything we've got.
Oh, better than that cheating bastard Maradona and all.
I've never been to Holland. I went to Belgium once, though.
Who's your team?
Me. QPR.
QPR?
Yeah, I was born near there.
Oh, right.
Wanderers, yeah?
Yeah, through and through.
Oh, well, I shan't mock the afflicted.
Right on, and hallelujah to that.
They'll be back, just you see.
Oh, but when?
Oh, ye of little faith.
Oh, I have faith. It's just not blind, that's all.
Right, well, I'm off here. I'll see you tomorrow, Dominic.
See ya.
Bye, Johnny.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. This is Rosie, Dominic. She's a girl, but she's okay.
Right.
See ya, then. Get stuck in, Rosie. Good chance to make an early impression.
Johnny! So, where are you from, Dominic?
West London.
Oh, good down there, is it?
Yeah, I like it.
Johnny's a nice bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, very nice.
Do you like it up here?
Seems okay so far.
Went to London on a school trip last year. When I'll have her.
My turn in. I'll see you tomorrow.
Saw the changing of the guard. It's fantastic. And the bloody tower. Oh, see you then.
Ciao.
See you tomorrow. I felt suddenly drained. I thought I was friendly enough, chatty and interested without being nosy. He didn't exactly seem captivated, but at least he knew I was. It was a platform to work on. He disappeared behind a removals van, and then I started the long trek home. Then the crush really started. Dozens of different scenarios kept popping into my head. Him sending me poems, bashfully adoring me, then taking me on a day trip to London for our first date. As our love grew, I became like the daughter his parents never had. His mother would buy me perfume, and his dad would occasionally slip me a tenner to go buy myself something nice. In the summer, we'd hire bicycles and pedal out to the dales with a picnic. Dominic would bring a guitar and sing to me. People passing by would look at us and smile to themselves. At school, the teachers would joke with us and make fun, but they'd be pleased for us. They'd know as well as us how solid our bond was. We'd do our homework together, and at exam time we'd revise up in my room. Mum would bring in Horlicks and biscuits. Then we'd both pass our exams and go to sixth form college together, and then to university. I'd become a world-famous fashion designer, and he'd become my top model, as well as a great architect or writer or politician. Or maybe we'd both struggle through our wilderness years, huddled together in front of the dwindling fire in a basement bedsit, safe in the knowledge that however bad things got, we had each other. I dreamed on and on. The possibilities were endless.
Oh, bugger. No. Sorry, Mum, I forgot.
Oh,
God. You're useless, you. Useless. Pick up the mess in your room before you do anything else, my lady. And put the light on. You'll ruin your eyes.
Rosie.
Yeah?
Come in here.
Hold on, I'm busy.
Rosie.
Wait. God, it's so bright in here. Why don't you do something about these walls?
Benji Mouse likes them yellow. They're like cheese.
Do you want to play with him?
No. He's not allowed in the bed anymore. He keeps crapping on the sheets.
How are you?
Not bad. The doctor says I should be up and about before long.
That's nice. Did he say how long?
Not exactly. I'll have to go into hospital first.
Forgot your books again.
Oh, magic. Nice one, Rose.
Think nothing of it.
What's happening at school?
Nothing really, just usual. Saw Barney, said to say hello. He's coming over on Saturday morning.
Magic.
There's a new kid in my year, from London.
Is she nice?
It's a he.
A he? Is he nice?
Well...
You like him, don't you?
Well, just between you and me.
I knew you did, I can tell.
I know, you're too clever by half, you little bugger.
You don't like him more than me, do you?
Of course not, I hardly know him.
But you do like him?
Yeah, I suppose I do.
You won't go off with him and leave me on my own?
Don't be silly.
You're still going to take me towards the towers, aren't you?
Yeah.
When
you're better.
And we'll go on the roller coaster, just you and me?
Yeah.
And we'll have ice creams?
Yeah.
With four scoops?
Chocolate chip, pistachio, strawberry and lemon.
We'll go in the summer.
When you're better.
I wish I was better now.
So do I.
Are you in there without Daryl?
Yes, Mum.
Well, leave him be. He needs his rest.
We're only talking.
I don't care. The doctor says he needs his rest. Now leave him be.
Better go, Rosie.
Okay, see ya.
Come down here and make yourself useful.
Okay, okay, I'm coming.
Tell Bonnie Saturday's great.
Sure.
How many times do I have to tell you not to go in there and get him all excited?
We're only chatting, Mum.
About this stupid trip to Alton Towers, I suppose.
Yes.
Well, don't. Don't get his hopes up. If I say leave him be, then leave him be. Understood?
Understood. Sorry, Mum. Her eyes looked red and sore as hell. Anyway, my decision was made. Dominic was the one for me. The next morning I leapt out of bed full of energy and ready for the day ahead. Would he talk to me? What would I say? I ran through a few possibilities in my head. I would be a model of charm and sophistication.
Hi, Rosie.
Hello, is it?
Yep. You're looking very spruced up today. Making a bit of an effort, are we?
What for?
You tell me. Is that a new hair grip?
No, I've had it ages.
Well, it looks new.
I haven't worn it for a while, that's all.
Oh, I see. You're wearing a little more makeup than usual, aren't you?
Johnny.
What?
Nothing. So, what if I am wearing a little more than usual?
Oh, nothing.
You should do it more often. You look pretty.
Do I?
Yep. I'm sure he'll be very impressed.
Who?
Whoever he may be.
God, if you're going to be like this all the way, I think I'd rather walk on my own.
Oh, I don't think you would.
Oh, no?
What are you doing?
Go on. Go ahead. I don't want to walk with you.
Don't be stupid, Rosie.
I mean it. Go on.
Okay, fair enough. You'll regret it.
Well, I ain't. Go on. Go on. Ha, that's got him. He'll be squirming like a toad by morning break. Good for a packet of Rolos, at least. Hey, what have you stopped for? What have you stopped for?
I thought you weren't talking to me.
Go on, get moving. You'll make us late, you daft sod.
I'm not moving.
Go on.
No.
You won't get around me this way, Jonathan Toomey.
Will I not?
No.
Whatever.
Well, sod you then. If you want to make yourself late, then go ahead, but count me out.
Okay, Rose, it's your funeral.
Silly git. Who does he think he is, taking the piss all the time? I never said a word when Sheila Newby from 3F used to follow him everywhere. Did I wind him up? Not once. But as soon as something happens to me, I'll swing for him. I'll swing for you!
Hiya, Rosie.
Morning, Rose.
Oh, God, stay calm. I'll have you for this, Jonathan, to me. Faster. Oh, shit. Bloody laces. Come on. Come on. Bugger it.
Morning, Rosie.
Hello, Rosie.
Didn't you hear us calling you back there?
No.
You look very pretty today, wasn't she, Dom?
Yes, very pretty.
You must be making an effort for somebody. Told you you'd regret it. Hurry up with your shoe, you'll make yourself late.
You're right. Yeah, I'm all right. You're going out tonight.
Dunno.
Now, remember, girls, Toppy must always be watched like the proverbial hawk.
Well, hey, Joey, he called me pretty.
What?
He said I looked pretty. It didn't occur to me at the time. He bloody said I were pretty. I'm paralysed with glee.
You're mad.
Girl, you just may well have cracked it.
Rosie Jessop!
Oh, bugger.
Rosie! Rosie, open up!
What do you want?
Just a word. I've got something to tell you.
Come on then, what is it? It better be good.
Listen, Tulfredo Ung's having a party tonight. Everyone's invited. You coming?
Oh, yes.
Snogging and cheap cider for everyone. Starts about 8. I'll pick you up at 7:30, okay?
Great.
Oh yes, another thing.
What?
Dominic's coming too, so no huffs tonight.
Okay, no huffs.
He says he loves to dance, and being a new kid, I guess he'll need a partner, if you see what I mean. See you later.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah?
He said he looked pretty this morning, didn't he?
Certainly sounded that way to me.
Woo! So what does he look like?
Well, he's very tall, he's handsome.
Dark hair or blonde?
Quite blonde. It's cut short with a long bit at the front. He has to flick it back from time to time. Dead sexy.
And he's from London?
Yeah.
Does he talk funny?
Nah, sounds alright. He's not a real cockney.
How tall is he?
Dunno, about 6 foot.
Is he trendy?
Hey, not so many questions. You should be in bed anyway.
I want to watch you get ready.
Okay, but don't let Mum catch you.
I've been so bored today.
How'd you feel?
Not bad.
Did you take all your tablets?
Yep.
Even the brown ones?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Well, all except one.
Darryl, you should take them all or she'll never get better. Promise me you'll take it.
But it is horrible.
Darryl.
Okay, I promise.
We've got to get you well again so we can go to Alton Towers and go on the roller coaster.
And have 4 scoops. Can we go in the summer holidays?
If you're better.
Can we go even if I'm not all better? Say I'm just a bit better, not all better.
Maybe.
It's taking so long, I'm missing everything at school. And by the time I'm better, I'll be so stupid nobody will want to know me anyway.
Don't be daft. I'll bring your books home and Mrs. Lomax will set you some work. By the time you get back to school, you'll be twice as brainy as the rest of them and self-taught.
Do you think it'll be a good party? I
hope so.
And is what's his name going to be there?
Dominic, yes.
Dominic. It's a funny name, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's lovely.
Where's the party?
Toddo Freddo's house.
What? Mad Toddo's?
Yeah.
You're not going to get drunk, are you?
No.
You're not going to smoke, will you?
No.
If I promise to take my brown pill, will you promise not to smoke?
I promise.
Cross your heart and hope to die. Say it.
I won't smoke. You have me word.
Good. You look pretty.
No, I don't, you lying little bugger.
You do? If I was Dominic, I'd fall head over heels in love with you as soon as I saw you.
Shut up. You should be in bed.
I know.
Off you go then. You can have Benji Mouse in for a while if you want. But flick the crap off the sheets before Mum sees it, okay?
Okay. Have a nice time. Will you tell me all about it in the morning?
Yeah.
Promise?
I promise. Now get to bed.
Okay. Night, Rosie.
Good night. Silly little sod.
Toddo Freddo Ung, or Mad Toddo as he was commonly known, lived in a huge house up in the posh part of town. He was a school rich kid. His father was a distinctly shifty character. He got his money through operating dodgy ticket agencies in Birmingham and Manchester. He also owned a hefty chunk of the Wanderers. This naturally endeared Toddo Freddo to most of the lads at school, who would go around in hope of picking up free pendants and posters.
Hey, Johnny, Rosie, you come in? We got plenty everything. You want booze? We got booze. You want fag? We got fag. You want music? We got plenty loud music.
Toddo was also completely off his rocker.
Hey, Toddo, how's it going?
Rocking, man. Just solid rocking. Hey, your new kids here? In kitchen, you go in, plenty beer.
Come on, Rose.
You want to buy some ecstasy?
Oh, piss off, Terry.
Johnny!
Hiya.
Oh, Johnny! Hi. Dom and me were just talking about you.
Uh-oh, looks like our man's been cornered by the blum bum tonight.
And how's it going?
Fine, banging.
Hiya, Rosie.
Hi, Dom.
Oh, look at Rosie and Johnny. Don't they look nice together?
Hello, Delphine.
I didn't know you and Johnny were such an item. You kept that one very quiet, you sly devil.
We are not an item.
Oh, come on. I think it's so sweet the way you go everywhere together.
We're just mates, Delphine.
Oh, don't be shy. I never knew you were such a dark horse, Rosie.
Better an horse than a cow.
Well, I've never been so... Did you hear that, Dominic?
Yes, I did.
If that's the sort of mood you're in, I shall just leave you to it. I think I'll go and talk to some of the fifth years. They're a little more mature, you know.
Who was that girl?
Delphine Ferrer. She's no friend of Rosie's.
Hey, she's not. God, look at her ass in that skirt.
Yeah, like two dueling jellyfish in a sack. You know, once she had a bath with the entire sixth form rugby team.
I can't stand girls like that. Do you want a drink, Rosie?
Oh, thanks, Dominic.
Come on, let's dance.
Do you want to buy some ecstasy?
Piss off, Terry.
Come on, boy, drink. It's no good if you can still stand up. Hot diggity dog.
Is it dead?
Nah, just pissed. Hey, Dom, pass me the vodka. Now, open wide, Odo.
Yeah, feed me, feed me. Oh, man, chill out, you know. Good night, ladies. Ladies, good night.
He's a right good dancer, isn't he?
Aye, they're swarming around him like flies.
Wish that old slapper would leave him alone.
Oh, Dominic, you really know how to move.
She's just waiting for a slowie so she can get her claws in.
You're not, I suppose.
Well?
You're a hussy, Miss Jessup.
Well, at least I'm subtle about it.
Do you want to buy some ecstasy?
No, piss off, Terry.
It's really good stuff. I'm having a great time.
You look a bit ill to me.
Nah, that's just the party smarties. Oh, dear. Sorry, Rosie.
Oh, bloody hell, you twat!
Hey, look, everyone.
It's not funny. It's all down my leg.
Hey, you better get cleaned up quick. Dominic's waiting.
Christ!
Why, there's a queue here, you know.
Hey, ask Toto if he's got any J-cloths or anything.
He's still unconscious.
God, we'll have to go.
Go on, Rose, quick.
Right, wish me luck.
Oh, no. Hiya, Rosie. Good ear, innit?
Cow.
We'll never get rid of her now. She's clamped on for the duration.
Oh, God, she's slobbering all over him.
Moo! Moo! I'm crazy, see? I'm crazy. I'm to Dominic. I'm to...
My luck.
Come on, Rose, it's time we went.
No point staying.
Besides, I feel a bit sick.
Oh, God.
Oh, now, where's my coat?
In the freezer.
What's it doing in there?
Don't ask me, you put it there.
Hey, can I walk with you guys?
What about...
Just get me out of here.
Dominic, where are you?
Oh, please, she's mad, I can't get her off.
Oh, come on then, before the Bride of Frankenstein finds us.
Dominic, I'm waiting. Come to Delphi, Welphi.
Oh, shit.
State of you. Here, wipe your neck. Oh, poor Dominic, his hair all out of place and his neck glistening with lusty saliva.
Venom?
Oh, Dummy Rumptious.
Well, let's get out of here.
Where the hell do you think you're going?
We're just a phone.
Not you. Him. Where are you?
Just a phone. My mother worries.
She needn't worry. I'll look after you.
Well, thanks for the offer, but I really ought to get home.
Come on.
You're not off with that little bitch, are you? You'll get nowhere with her. You can take that from me.
So you think?
Come on, run.
Mind the begonias.
I'm sod the begonias.
You'll not get hold of her. She's got a padlock between her legs. Sod you then, you bastard. You'd have been no good anyway, you great punk. Faggot. Virgin.
Is she following us?
No.
Oh, shit, man.
My ball. Hey, want to come down the Wanderers tomorrow?
Who are they playing?
Merton. They should win.
I don't know.
Come on, it'll be a laugh.
Yeah. Okay, why not? You come in, Rosie.
Yeah, sure.
You what?
I'll come.
Okay, but no complaining about being bored.
I won't complain.
Or cold.
I'll be okay.
All right, then.
Great. Brace up.
You're on.
Wait!
Rosie!
What?
Rosie!
What?
Come in here.
I'm busy.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
But I thought you were busy.
I'm going out.
Where are you going?
Oi, back into bed, you.
Where are you going?
Nowhere.
You can't be going nowhere.
Look, I'm getting ready now. Get back to bed.
I'm bored.
Where's Barney? Isn't he coming over?
He's gone home. We had an argument.
What was it about this time?
I said I wanted to help him with his maths.
You always used to.
That's what he said.
Sorry?
It tires me out. It used to tire me out when I wasn't poorly. Now it does me in completely.
Do you want me to talk with him on Monday?
It's okay. I'll phone him tomorrow.
Okay.
How were last night?
It's great.
Really? Did you get off with him?
No. What sort of question is that to be asking your sister?
I was only asking.
You should be protecting my honour, not encouraging me to lose it.
What?
Nothing. I forget you're just a kid sometimes.
So do I. So what happened then?
Well, we talked and danced.
Did you dance with him a lot?
Yeah, loads.
Did you dance with anyone else?
Not really, just me and Johnny.
Yes.
Then one of those horrible fifth-year baggages tried to get off of him, but he was having none of it.
Did he ask you out?
No, not exactly, but I'm seeing him this afternoon. Me and Johnny going down the Wanderers.
Down the Wanderers? You?
Yeah, why not?
But you're a girl.
I know, so what? Dora Russell's a girl and she played for the school football team.
Yeah, but she hasn't got any tits. Everyone knows that.
Rose? Have you got our Daryl in there again?
Quick, get back to bed.
Okay, give them a cheer for me.
I will. Johnny, you're not going to wear that bobble hat.
Why not? I'm proud of my team, me.
Just hope we don't bump into anyone we know.
Listen, if you're going to start moaning, then you can turn around and go straight back home. They're my team, and it's an honour to wear this hat, okay?
Okay.
Hey!
Hi, Dom.
All right, mate. Prepare to be converted.
All right. Are you really going to wear that hat?
Oh, I can see you two are going to be a right bundle of laughs. Come on, then. We've got a bus to catch.
Come on, you wanderers!
Is you always like that on match days?
Dunno. Never been before.
Haven't you?
No, I just sort of fancied it, though.
Tossers! Shite! Wanderers! Oh, where the heck was that, Wanderers?
Come on, use the ball!
Quite clever, really.
How long, Dominic?
5 minutes.
Christ.
Don't worry, they'll do it.
Shoot! Shoot!
Oh, bastard, that was a bloody rugby tackle.
So, what happens now?
Direct free kick.
Yeah!
On that bitterly cold afternoon, my love affair with the game began. I haven't missed a home match since. I cheered the Wanderers as their fortunes improved. Dominic, Johnny and myself will get the football bus every second Saturday and stand on the same spot in the West Terrace. My growing affection for the Wanderers was surpassed only by my feelings for Dominic. We saw more and more of each other. We'd spend breaks at school talking, mainly about football, and go to the shops on the Saturdays if they want a home game. We even went to each other's houses for tea. One unifying factor amongst all these meetings was the presence of Johnny. What could I do? Johnny was my best mate. I couldn't tell him he was a gooseberry. Besides, he and Dominic had become great friends. My mum used to call us the Three Musketeers. I didn't mind, but sometimes I wished there were just the two of us. I would just have to be patient. The crunch came, opportunity finally knocked. 2 weeks before the Wanderers' big promotion clash with Bracton Rovers, I was sat reading my Rothmans football yearbook with Dom in the fourth form common room when Johnny stormed in.
Bogging hell.
What?
Bogging, pissing, shitting, wanking hell.
What is it, Johnny?
Me mother.
I always thought she was quite nice.
It's not bloody funny. You know what? My granddad's been put in a home in Cheshire.
Why?
Because he's loopy, that's why.
It don't matter, he'll be okay.
I know that, I know he'll be okay. But me mum's arranged for us all to go up and stay the weekend. Make sure he settles in all right.
So?
So it's the weekend we got Blackton at home. The most important game so far this season. I'll be stuck in bodying Chester.
It's nice, Chester.
You're bollocks to Chester.
Let's hear it for Chester.
You know, I suppose you two will be going.
Why, of course. Assuming that's like Kerry Rosie.
Oh, I think I'll be free.
Bastards.
Oh dear.
You'll survive.
I didn't know David Johnson played for England.
Oh yeah, we didn't do too bad. Got two against Argentina at Wembley.
Those cheating animals.
You're learning.
Well, Rosie Jessop, it It's just you and him now. Tum da 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 da. Be cool, be confident. Don't go too mad when they score. Keep an air of mystery. Tra la 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 la. You look $1 million, kid. You'll be putting your hands. Dum da 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 da.
Rosie, turn that bloody thing down.
Mom,
turn it off.
Okay, okay.
Do you never listen to me? Daryl has to sleep.
Sorry, Mom.
There's no beds at the hospital till Monday, so we'll just have to keep quiet till then, okay?
Okay.
And don't you have that bloody thing on again this weekend, do you hear? Do you hear?
Yes, Mom.
Okay. Where are you off to?
Down the Wanderers with Dominic, Blackton Rovers.
Oh, yes. Here, take this.
No, it's okay.
No, take it. You enjoy yourself. And be careful in the crowds. Tea's at 6:30.
Bloody one, damn it.
They'd have gone up to fifth if they'd won that.
They're bloody lucky not to lose. If Gabrielle hadn't caught that cross at the end, we'd have been buggered.
They should play Pullman deeper.
They're so inconsistent. If they could play like they did against Sunderton every week, they'd walk promotion.
At last.
After you.
Well?
Well.
Here we are then.
Yep.
Do you?
No, after you.
Now go on.
I was going to say, do you fancy going for a bite to eat or something?
Yeah, I'd love to.
The diner?
Lovely. You've gone quiet.
Have I? What do you have?
Whatever you're having.
Okay, you sit down and I'll go and order.
Okay. Okay.
All done. Cheeseburger all right?
Yeah. Listen, are you okay?
Fine.
You don't seem fine. Say something. Go on, is it something I've done?
No.
Well, that's a relief anyway.
Look, there's something I want to tell you.
Yeah?
I know.
You know what?
Cheeseburgers.
Oh, cheers.
Enjoy your meal.
I know, about you. Johnny told me.
Told you what?
I mean, I sort of knew anyway. I guessed it, and I heard some of the girls talking about it. And they were saying that you liked me, a lot. If I'm not making a fool of myself.
No.
That's why I asked you down. I wanted to be on my own with you.
Really?
Yeah. I wanted to... Well...
It's okay. You don't have to say anything.
No?
Well, why didn't you just say, you idiot? I've liked you for ages. I don't understand why you wouldn't kiss me. I tried to give you every possible opportunity.
I couldn't. I...
Well, you can now. It's okay.
No, it's not.
Huh?
I can't.
Don't you like me?
It's not that. I do like you. I do.
Well, kiss me then.
No.
Have you got a girlfriend left in London?
No.
Another girl here?
No.
Then please kiss me.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm sorry, Rosie. I shouldn't have done this. I'm really sorry.
Dominic!
Here. All my food.
Dominic!
Come on, Rosie, it's 11 o'clock. Shake a leg.
How's our Daryl?
Oh, he's not so good. So we've got enough on our plate without you playing up.
Sorry, Mum.
Come downstairs and help me with lunch. Oh, there's some carrots need doing on the side.
Shouldn't the chicken be in the oven by now?
What, love?
Nothing.
Have you done those carrots already?
I'll do them in a minute.
Oh, good God, stop sighing, girl. It can't be that bad.
Can't it? I hate Sundays. There's never anything to do.
What about the English essay you've been moaning about all week?
Lost World of Calari? No, thank you.
Is there nothing on telly?
Only the Waltons for the zillionth time.
Well, read your father's paper or something. It'll do you good.
Gemini. Your recent run of bad luck with affairs of the heart seems to be coming to an end. Christ, do me a favour.
Rosie!
Sorry.
Here, this chicken's not looking very cooked.
What, Mum? Oh, my God. Here, Mum, listen. England manager picks at Wander Pike for midweek game.
Jesus!
I was saying the chicken doesn't look too well done. Rosie? Rosie!
Hello, Rosie.
Hello, Johnny in?
He's in his room. Go up.
Have you heard the news?
What?
Pikey's playing for England on Wednesday.
He never is.
It's true, look.
Bleeding bloody hellfire with knobs and all sorts on.
Johnny?
Johnny!
Rosie.
Oh, my bloody God.
Rosie.
No.
I tried to tell you.
No.
Rosie, please listen.
I ran until I couldn't run anymore. My legs were full of acid, creaking and screaming at me. Sweat was running down my face. I had a stitch cutting me in two. My head was throbbing, my ears were burning with cold. Still I ran. The bastards, why didn't they tell me? Why did they let me make such a fool out of my sin? I flopped onto the grass where Dominic and Johnny had kicked the can. I looked up into the icy blue sky. Men. I couldn't really laugh about it until the time of Daryl's funeral. Then it went a proper laughter. How could it be? Looking at Mum and Dad, I wish it had been me. At least they know what kind of person I'd become. Little Daryl didn't even have the chance to show him. He would have been special, though, I can tell you. Having said that, the old couple weren't too bad, really. Very controlled. If the truth be told, they did their weeping well before the little bugger popped his clogs. We always knew the score. Johnny came along with his parents and his sister. It was funny seeing our mums together again. All the way through the burial, his mum held my mum's hand in hers. I guess she was there both ends of the cycle. It's quite touching, really. Caught Johnny looking at me across the grave, all shameful and paranoid. Silly sod. Gave him a wink. That confused him. Thought about it, see? Rather Johnny to take Dom away from me than some stupid fifth form slag. Rather him than anybody, to be honest, so good on him. Still, let the bugger sweat, I thought. Improve my street cred a bit. For example, after Mass I took Dominic's poxy flowers, went straight to the upper school dining room and shoved them right in his soup. You should have seen the look on his face. It was a picture. All the fifth form girls think I'm the coolest thing since sliced bread now. Barney and a couple of Daryl's other friends came along that Saturday morning. They stood fidgeting at the graveside. See what's going to happen. One of them started sniggering, then Barney and the other one joined in. Great guffaw and laughter. They ran off over to the cars. Watched them out of corner of my eye. One by one they burst into floods of tears. Leaned over to Mum. They're only kids, I said. We got home about 12. By the time the guests started arriving, I could see the trail of fans snaking down the road to the bus station. Went upstairs to watch them from my bedroom window.
You all right, Rose?
Yeah, Mum.
Going to be a big crowd today.
Yeah, local derby, South Brom.
You going?
Today.
Don't let us stop you.
Mum?
Don't ever let us stop you, Rosie.
He kissed me again and went back downstairs. Looked out my window a bit longer and then went through to Daryl's room and sat for a few minutes. Looked at my watch, it was 1:30. So I went back into my room, dug out my golden black scarf and big winter coat. It was bitterly cold as I fell into step with the procession of fans going down the Wanderers. But it was a bloody good game.